I'm finally recording this. I've wanted to do it for so long. Hi, I'm Georgiana Kamsa with Silicon Valley PR. I am at Silicon Valley PR on social media if you follow me there. And while my daily job is helping companies in the enterprise space with their PR efforts, now and then I get asked to have sessions to explain to startup founders and executives how to get their name out. I know it sounds cliche, but if your name is not out, your prospects won't know that you exist. So you have to find a way to be there, especially as a brand new startup. Believe it or not, getting things started seems quite confusing for many startups, especially those with only technical executives. And that is usually the case with enterprise startups. I heard that from them directly, which gave me the idea to do this audio tutorials with PR advice. I would like to define what I mean by get your name out, and I'll define in a very simple way. Out is where your audience is. It's not where your ego tells you they would be nice to be, and I think I will cover that in a different post because I have many examples. Figuring out where your audience is takes a lot of time and a lot of effort, so let's see how PR and social media can help with that. I will be talking about organic social media, not paid. That is your option, and many startups do that as well. But let's talk about organic efforts and how to find your audience as a startup with limited resources. The first tool that I'm going to cover is pretty obvious, but I would like to start with it because enterprise executives are still very confused about it. Have a social media presence. You already knew that, but where? I got asked that in every single webcast that I did. People don't know where to be and how to get started. Let's have two social networks in mind while talking about it, Twitter and LinkedIn, because they're still the place to be for enterprise startups and enterprise companies in general. And I feel that they just don't use them enough. It's probably where your community is, and many are still not part of it. Get started simply by looking for certain hashtags that interest you and see who is posting. While you'll find a large number of other vendors using them, that is not bad. Check out the vendors' profiles, their followers, and the accounts they're following, even if they are your competitors. Actually, especially if they are your competitors. If you're lucky to have employees who are willing to get involved and be part of the conversation, please, that is the best way to try to become part of your community through their accounts. Let them do that and even encourage them, but never make them if they don't feel comfortable being on social media. Trust me, I have many stories. Let them ask questions, answer questions, and not only push your webcast and press releases, of course. Let them become a resource to other people and help them get their information, the information they need from the social network as well. Of course, make sure they understand that confidential information such as future roadmap details and others cannot be shared. Then there is the corporate account, of course. You need to get that going. Keep in mind that most corporate accounts are a big turnoff to people on Twitter because they're mostly spitting out sales information. So as an unknown startup, you may not get follow back, and that is okay. Don't take it personally. Once you follow somebody, they will see that you did, and who knows, maybe they will check your website, they'll Google you and get interested in your product and your service. I was told by journalists when I pitched, oh, I have not talked to this startup, never heard of them, but I noticed they started following me on Twitter and I check out their website a little bit. Mission accomplished. Well, part of it. Social media is, I agree, very time consuming, and it has to be an ongoing effort. Monitoring hashtags and conversations from specific accounts can be done with tools and with people, of course. People have to understand your business, though. It may not be a good idea to follow a competitor from the corporate account, for example. Some may argue that it's okay. So if you hire a junior person to handle your social, keep in mind that even if they are not posting, just cleaning up stuff and getting the account started, they still need to understand what you and your competitors do. I will leave you with that for now, but I will be back. Video did not kill the radio star after all, and I work at a radio station back in college, so podcasts, or in this case, I guess it's called like a microcast, are close to my heart. Thanks for giving me your time.